Now, one last question. Now, this is an interesting one. What does Christ promise to those who will ask anything or let me read it again. What does Christ promise, to those who will ask him anything that honors him? Well, this is an important question, because what it does is it gives a reason. I've heard others that say, hey, that's because of verses like this. I can't believe your Bible. I say, what do you mean? Well, that can't be true. I know it's not true. I say, you know that's not true? I know it's not true. Well, explain. Well, it's a verse just like it. It's a verse that says, you know, whatsoever you ask, believe, and you shall receive. It's in the Bible. I said, yeah, Matthew 7. He said, yeah, well, you know, we know that's not true. And I said, explain. And what I hear is this. You know, my mama was dying. She had cancer, and I was a young little boy, and I was so distraught. And the preacher came over, and he said to me one day, he said, Billy, you just need to pray. And if you ever can believe, the Bible says if you pray believing, you will get what you ask for. I said, really? And he said, I started praying, and I got so thrilled. I didn't even worry about my mother. I knew she was going to live. And what happened? She died. And I said that day, I'll never believe anything in that Bible. But I explained to my friend then, I say, you know, you need to understand that it's like a collage. You know what a collage is? A big picture made up of many little tiny pictures. Never meant to take one out and let it speak for itself. Well, there are about 16 or so promises with conditions about answered prayer in the Bible. And I said, well, what you've got to do is understand that they were meant to all be together. For instance, imagine you have a little kid that's in a coach-pitched baseball for the first time ever. And that little kid is, your kid's up, ready to hit the ball and waiting for the coach to toss that first pitch. And in all of his excitement, he looks up to you like this, and he grins, and about that time hears the umpire say, strike one. And he looks back at you and says, like, how can that, son, keep your eye on the ball and you'll hit it. Oh, okay. And so he sits there, and here comes the second pitch. Shoo! Strike two. And he looks up and says, I kept my eye on the ball. No, son. What I'm saying is this. If you do all other things that are mentioned that are important in hitting a ball, if you don't do that one, you're not going to hit it. But if you add that one, you will. And so that's why I say prayer. I say anybody who's investigating, prayer is a labor. It's difficult. It's challenging to learn. How do you pray in a way to take all that God says? It's a lifetime of learning how to pray more and more and more effectively until you meet the conditions that are required for answered prayer as we would pray them.